Well, let's give it up one more time for them, amen.
That was great.
Well, good morning, First Baptist Church. Most of y'all know me. My name is Tyler Teague, and I am a member of the class of 2014. I've been a member here since I was 9 years old, so that means this message has been 9 years in the making. So I hope y'all have some time to spare today. No, I'm just kidding, but I do want to speak to you about readiness. How many of you, maybe before like a family dinner or to go into town, take a long time to get ready? Especially the women. Isn't that right, man? But the usual comeback for the ladies is that perfection takes time, right? So what is the definition of readiness? Prepared mentally or physically for some experience or action. And that's from the Webster's Dictionary, so y'all know it's valid. The Bible tells us about readiness in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. So if y'all will stand with me and turn y'all's Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 5. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view His appearing and His kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared or be ready. In season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience. With careful instruction. For the time will come when the people will not put up with the sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them in a great number of the teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all duties of your ministry. Let us pray. Dear God, I just want to thank you today for just the glorious day that you've given us to just wake up and to come into your house to worship, dear God. I pray, Lord, that as we open your word and we study it, Lord, that your name would not go out and not return invalid, Lord, but that you would just move today in this place, dear God, and that you would just speak to us in any way that's possible, Lord. Whoever may need to come hear you, I pray, Lord, that they would hear you today well. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. You can be seated. So in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 5, the Bible says in verse 1 through 2, it says, in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. So, to be ready in season and out of season means what? We have to be ready all day, every day. What do we have to be ready to do? And some of y'all that may be in the congregation may not know the Lord saying, well, why would I have to do so? Because God says, I give you this charge. Some of you out there may not know God as your personal Lord and Savior and may say, well, why would I have to do what God says? Because He died on a cross for you. Because He is the King of Kings, He is the Lord of Lords, and He is our Creator. Verse 2 goes on to say, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. As Christians, we should correct our brothers and sisters in Christ in careful instruction who may have fallen off of the path a bit, and do all this with great patience. We should rebuke the wickedness for the world and the things not of righteousness. Verse 3 goes on to say, "For the time will come when people will not put up with the sound doctrine. Instead, they will turn to suit their own ears and desires. They will gather around them in a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." Wow, that sounds a lot, that's scary because it sounds a lot like the world we live in today. The government has already taken out the reading of God's Word in school. How many of y'all, raise of hands, remember reading of the Word of God in schools daily? A show of hands, yeah. Well, they have taken that out of the school systems. They didn't want to put up with the sound doctrine, which is the Bible, so they just threw it out. They said, "We're not going to do it anymore. We don't want our kids to listen to that." And they're throwing out the sound doctrine, so they just simply took it out. The people of the world flock to the teacher saying what their ears want to hear. Such as Oprah. Oprah Winfrey stated that there are more ways to get to heaven. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is a lie that this world wants you to believe. Because there is only one true God, one risen Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, He is not dead, but He is surely alive. Verse 4 says that they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But there is encouragement that we can find in verse 5 saying, "But you keep your head in all situations, endure the hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry." Praise God, that's some great encouragement right there that we all need. Never hang your head out of discouragement if someone you have shared has turned the gospel down. Endure the hardship it may bring you. You may lose friends, but if you do, God will put more in your life that are better. Brother Brad McDaniel told me, he said that for every friend he lost, he gained two that are much greater and a better influence on him. Do the work of an evangelist and discharge all the duties of your ministry. We can't pick and choose what kind of gospel we want to spread. That's kind of telling the Lord, "Oh, okay, I'll serve in the prison ministry, but I don't want anything to do with the Easter drive-in." But that's not right. Because God didn't send His Son to die on an old rugged cross to have half of you. No, He died for all of you, 100% and nothing less. In Acts chapter 10, verse 42, the Bible says, "He commanded us to preach and to testify that He is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead." Now that Scripture is not telling us that we all have to have the preacher occupation, but whatever you do, whatever your job may be, whether it's nursing, whether it's in construction, whether you're a salesman, whether you're a mailman, you deliver things, you need to share the name of Jesus through it, any opportunity that you get to do it. And that's what that scripture is telling us. We are all called by God to witness. So let's do so. If He calls us to, let's do so. It's that simple. And kind of closing down, I want to tell you about a friend of mine who possessed readiness physically and spiritually too. I remember at the very beginning of the school year, I walked into my 7th period bridge math and hear my friend saying, "Well, how are you doing today, Mr. Teague?" And I would smile and answer, "I'm doing great." A few days passed on, and I had already played my first football game versus the Adamsville Cardinals in my senior year. The next morning I woke up, I was really sore from the game. And Mom and Dad came up to me as I was eating breakfast and told me that one of my classmates had been in a car wreck that early morning and passed away. And when they told me that it was Brody Alexander Weeks, I think I cried until I had no more tears left. And after I cried all my tears out, there was a peace that came over me. See, Brody had the readiness. And that's why he's in heaven rejoicing with the angels right now. And he is in the presence of the Lord. And Brody accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And I don't know how God may be dealing with you today, but don't leave here without having the readiness that you need to have. Don't leave here not knowing personally Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you have accepted it, but maybe you've strayed off the path a little bit, like we all do from time to time. I just pray that you would just come up here to the altar and the invitation, and whatever you do, do it this morning, because there is no time like the present. So I just thank you for that. The invitation, y'all want to give the invitation now? Okay. Let us pray. Dear God, I just want to thank you so much for the many blessings that you've given us, Lord. And dear God, I pray, Lord, for all of us, Lord, that are going into college, Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would just have the readiness that we need to have, dear God. Lord, I pray to you that we would just, whatever decision that needs to be made today, Lord, that we would just make it, dear God, because there's no time like today to do it. There's no time like the present, dear God. I pray, dear God, that you would just please be with us, Lord, in this time of invitation, Lord. Speak to us, Lord, and whoever needs to come down to the altar, dear God, feel free, help them feel free to just come down here and just pray, Lord. I pray, Lord, but dear God, if there's anybody in here who doesn't know you as personal Lord and Savior, dear God, please do not let them leave today without them knowing you and having that readiness. And it's in your name I pray. Amen.
Stand this morning.
Broken so I can be healed, 'cause I'm so calloused and now I can't feel. I wanna run to you with heart wide open. Make me broken, make me empty, so I can be filled, 'cause I'm still holding onto my will. And I'm completed when you are with me. Make me empty. Until you are
my one
desire. My everything, Lord, please keep making me. Make me lonely so I can be yours, till I want no one more than you, Lord. 'Cause in the darkness I know you will hold me. Make me lonely until you are
my one
desire. Till you are
my one
true love. Till you are
my breath,
my everything. Lord, please keep making me. Until you are
my one
desire. Till you are
my one
true love. Till you are
my
please keep making me. No, you'll keep making. Lord, please keep making me.